Good morning, Ms. Matisse, and thanks for coming over to do the interview with us. You are running your own company, Civility Partners, in San Diego, California. Why did you decide to concentrate on workplace bullying?
Thanks for inviting me. Well, because of the fact that bullying in the workplace has become an increasing problem for both employees and employers, I decided to set up my own business, trying to help companies by providing training, coaching, and expert advice. I started my company as a result of working in a toxic environment myself.
Is there a typical bully profile?
Yes. Bullies are generally self-centered and do not have enough emotional intelligence or communication skills. They are easily angered when stressed and want power over others. In my view, many bullies are simply not able to communicate in a way that doesn't hurt others.
Are bullies insecure?
Definitely. Bullies feel they are in danger around those who are performing well or whom managers seem to like. And that's why they bully those individuals. Organizational factors such as new managers or changes in leaders also seem to create bullying. So those bullies are feeling insecure, not only because of people they are frightened by, but also because of the environment.
Who gets bullied?
Everyone. Bullies use their power against anyone who will accept it. In other words, we have all experienced an initial bullying incident at some point. But to put an end to the bullying, we need to act confidently and immediately say what we think. We need to stand up to the bully, making it clear that such behavior will not be tolerated. As a result, we are not bullied anymore. Others find that difficult to do, and aggressive behavior then becomes more aggressive and frequent.
Should you ignore or walk away from a bully, or should you confront him or her?
You should confront the bully using three basic steps, which are, first, confirm the behavior. Second, speak about the problem with that behavior. And third, come up with a solution. If the bully shouts, for example, you should say, "I understand you are angry with me because you think I made a mistake, but the problem with your shouting at me is that it's unprofessional. In the future, I expect you to treat me with more respect and to act in a way that is professional and fair." Something people often do not consider is using confident body language, including constant eye contact, feet firmly on the ground, toes pointed forward, hands on hips or down to the side, instead of folded, leaning forward slightly, and shoulders back. If you do these things initially, the bullying will more than likely end.
What if the bullying has gone on for longer?
Research has shown that when people do try to confront the bully after it has been happening for a while, the bullying gets worse. For this reason, many experts say that you should not stand up to the bully. However, I believe you should. Because if you decide to go to your managers, one of the first questions they will ask is whether you have tried to deal with this problem on your own.
What exactly should a victim of bullying do?
If a victim of bullying decides to talk to his or her managers, he or she should first document the behavior. Every time bullying happens, write down as many details as you can remember, including who showed bullying behavior, who else was there, and the date and time.
Do bosses ever get bullied by employees?
Yes. Studies have found that 70% of bullying is done by bosses to their employees, and 30% is bosses being bullied by their employees or peer-to-peer bullying.
Thank you very much for the interesting interview.
You're very welcome.